A superintendent says her district can't afford the recent Bible mandate. Revenue collections for the state are up, and workers in the manufacturing sector are getting special attention. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, August 8th. I'm Deborah Ashar. The costs of providing a Bible in every classroom may keep some school districts from implementing State Superintendent Ryan Walters' recent mandate. Walters announced a directive in June requiring schools to teach from the Bible and have one in every classroom. Oklahoma City Public Schools released guidelines Wednesday on how it plans to follow the directive, but Superintendent Jamie Polk told News 9 that the district cannot afford to buy Bibles.
We will wait on guidance from the State Department to see my next steps. I'm sure they'll let us know, but we do not have the resources to place a Bible in every class.
Polk says the district will follow the law and not deviate from that. She says any reference to the Bible in instruction will focus solely on its historical and literary aspects. More than a dozen school districts across the state have said they won't follow Walters' Bible mandate. The state superintendent said during a Board of Education meeting that districts will be required to comply, and he said that every effort will be made to ensure they follow the directive. Oklahoma's finances are doing better than expected. As State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos reports, state revenues this year have exceeded estimates, and state savings accounts have received hefty deposits.
Oklahoma's General Revenue Fund collected about $8.5 billion over fiscal year 2024, and its two main savings accounts contain just over $2 billion. State fiscal officials said in a press release Wednesday that the combined revenues and reserves give Oklahoma a, quote, strong foundation entering FY25. The total general revenue collections for this year are slightly above estimates made by officials, but below last year's all-time high of $9 billion. While projections look good, Oklahomans can expect to see state revenues from sales taxes drop this time next year as a result of the state's portion of that tax on groceries being cut. Some Republican lawmakers hope to also slash the state's income tax, which accounts for more than a third of the general revenue fund. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
A former state employee is accused of pocketing thousands of dollars meant for a foundation he helped supervise. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Sierra Pfeiffer reports on the embezzlement charge against Heath Hayes.
In an Oklahoma County Courthouse affidavit, Heath Hayes was accused of taking more than $17,000 from a foundation supporting the Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. Hayes was the former director of communications and deputy commissioner for the department. When confronted, Hayes did not deny the transactions, but investigators say he made up excuses. Hayes resigned in lieu of being fired and paid back, quote, everything but a few dollars. Since then, additional donors have voiced concerns about contributions they made, also handled by Hayes. This includes a $10,000 donation that appeared to have been sent to Hayes' home address. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
A trade organization that says it supports 50,000 Oklahoma manufacturing jobs is taking a turn through the Sooner State. As Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Elizabeth Caldwell reports, representatives from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, or AEM, are engaging lawmakers.
Stops are planned in Perry, Kingston, and Tulsa on what AEM says is the largest member engagement tour in its 130-year history. The purpose is to thank workers in the manufacturing sector, and some politicking is included too. Governor Kevin Stitt and U.S. Rep. Kevin Hern are among invited guests. Kip Eidenberg with AEM says the trade group is not really concerned with party politics.
So we don't care whether there's an R or a D behind your name. What we care about is what you, as our elected representative at the state or federal level, will do to strengthen equipment manufacturing in America.
In a Washington Examiner op-ed, Eidenberg highlighted priorities including achieving consensus on immigration policy and easing federal environmental regulations. In Tulsa, I'm Elizabeth Caldwell.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
New from the Embedded podcast. Female athletes have always needed grit and talent. But for decades, they've also needed a certificate.
There was chit-chat about, is that really a woman?
And even now, they're still being checked and questioned. Their story is the newest series from CBC and NPR's Embedded. It's called Tested. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.